to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyance, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
This episode is courtesy of Apex M from In Control Medical. You can find a banner on drdrew.com and check out Apex M from In Control Medical. Also, check out the Dr. Drew podcast at Corolla Digital and the This Life podcast with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest, available via Playroom Pods. Welcome to Calling Out. I'm Susan Pinsky. I'm here with Psychic Rebel Colby.
Hello.
Who is by far one of my favorite psychics to, well, intuitives. I don't know. What are you calling yourselves these days?
Well, I'm definitely a psychic medium. Okay. So I'm not afraid to use the word psychic.
Yes. And we also have Anna David as my co-host. And
hello.
She's been on This Life with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest recently.
Twice.
Two times.
Yeah.
Yes. And so she's going to co-host with me today and let Colby get into her world a little bit later.
And I will say that having met Colby before, she gave me an impromptu reading, said something I really liked at dinner. And so then I said, can I please drive with you to the improv so you can tell me more? And you did. So I already can attest.
Do you want to elaborate on that? What exactly did she tell you?
Well, she told me my boyfriend and I were so completely broken up. And you, from across the table, said, oh, this man, it's completely going to work out. And I was like, no, it's dead, it's done, yeah. It's over. And you were like, no, it's not. And you were right.
Cool.
Yeah. So when was this?
It was when Drew and Mike Carano did that show at the Improv. So what was that, 8 months ago maybe? Do you remember that?
No, because I always lose sense of time. But yeah, it definitely feels like it was a while ago.
So, Colby, when you talk to somebody and you just come up with these ideas, where does that come from? Like, I mean, I know you told Shayna Mokler that she needed to break up with her boyfriend recently, too, which, we didn't get a whole promotion out of that show. Okay, so we have a guest today. Her name is Mary Lynn, and she has a very complicated last name.
It's really exotic.
Yeah. It's spelled, it looks so much crazier the way it's spelled.
Yeah, you
than
just don't
said.
Say the J. The J is
okay.
A hard
silent
I.
Thing. What kind of a name is that?
Czechoslovakian. I know. It's fascinating. Oh,
very exotic guest today.
Are you
I know,
here
but
all
my
the
lipstick
time?
Is getting on it.
That's okay.
No, not all the time. Okay. No.
You guys have done this a lot.
Well, yeah, I would say so. It's not our first radio.
How many episodes have you been on?
Of this?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know.
20?
Oh, probably awesome. About 20, at least 20. I would 30? Say from the beginning. Yeah, I don't know. I never thought to count.
I'm coming in cold.
Yeah.
A friend said, come and do this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
And
oh.
Then we texted and I'm in.
And then you're here? Awesome. Have you ever had a reading before then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She lives in LA.
I live in LA.
There's a lot of people you'd be surprised if never had a reading. Be surprised.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
How okay. have they
Here
survived?
We go.
I don't know.
All right. I love that. And I'm having a hard time because I'm hearing feedback too. So just.
Ours got
that.
Better.
Yeah. Ours is
got
now
really
better.
Dry and nice.
Yeah. This is good.
So is the difference between an intuitive and a psychic medium just that it's intensified?
Well, intuition is, I mean, psychic is, I don't know. You can't. It's just some psychics want to call themselves intuitives. They don't want to use the word psychic.
Okay.
I can't. But intuition is usually a clairsentient, a feeling, an intuitive. Whereas a psychic may see, a clairvoyant. You ever hear someone say, I'm a clairvoyant? They're trying to say they're a psychic, but clairvoyant is just the way they're getting information. So clairvoyant means they see pictures. An intuitive is usually someone who feels, so they're clairsentient.
It sounds like something, saying psychic sounds like the equivalent of saying expert or sort of knowledgeable. That's what psychic to intuitive seems like, expert to knowledgeable. That's how it sounds. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be. I guess
well,
it just
yeah,
really depends on the person.
Stigma to psychic
yeah.
as well. And that for people that
don't
want to be taken seriously and don't want to be called a psychic to people who are not inclined.
So right. Maybe this is the part where I tell you my business name is Psychic Rebel.
Yes.
I have no worries about being credible to anybody. Okay.
I love it.
I just think it just depends. I think it depends on what vibration you're putting out to the world. If, you know, if you're worried about the skeptics in the world, then that would be your take. But I just trust that the people who are supposed to come to me will come to me.
And or if you're working in television and basically
that's great.
They tell you that you have to be an intuitive because they don't want you to be a psychic anymore. So it just depends on who's telling you.
Is that true? Because of what Marilyn was saying?
Yeah. Jerry Hosky recently said, well, if you mention me, you have to make sure you call me an intuitive because they don't want me to be a psychic because I have a TV show coming up or something.
So, well, psychic, I think, pushes people's buttons sometimes. It's kind of like they want to like take it down disprove.
I don't think it's kind of like becoming politically incorrect or something.
Yeah.
What is the
stewardess versus flight
attendant? That's what we like about the Rebel.
Yeah. I'm just going to clearly, and for the people that are fans, I'm just going to clearly on air disagree. I just am. I don't think using the word psychic has a negative connotation unless you associate it with it.
I don't either.
It doesn't.
I don't even know why I started talking about it.
If you look at Lisa Williams refers to herself as a psychic medium. Tony Stockwell refers to himself as a psychic medium. John Edwards says he's a psychic medium. John Holland says they're a psychic medium. You either are or you're not. But just the fact that Jerry wants to call himself an intuitive is fine. And some
but
people want to.
He's more
it's whatever
intuitive.
They want to do.
Right.
It just is no reference, but it's not indicative as to someone's insight or not insight.
Right.
I don't think so.
No, but that's
so.
What I love about you, Colby, is you put it out there like it is. It's not. I've been doing this show for like 3 years now, and I have taken crap from a lot of people for certain things, but I've also gotten a lot of great respect for what I've done and who I know. And I really, you know, it's kind of funny because it's kind of one of those things where people either believe it or they don't.
Yeah.
And they now it's more accepted in the world and people are actually going to psychics and psychic mediums. I mean, there's a difference between somebody who like, has tarot cards and just sort of looks at the person and uses their instinct. There's a difference between being just sort of a psychic, having psychic abilities and being a psychic medium. So
right.
Like most of the people that I've worked with are all mediums. They're clairvoyant. They have intuition that goes way beyond. And they also can see people in the afterlife. Like, you know, I'm an intuitive, but I'm not a medium. I can't bring a spirit into the room and describe them and tell them I might dream about it, but I don't have that ability. But that's sort of where Colby is. And she's at a dimension or a higher level that is so beyond, like she can really feel and see things through the spirit. And that's how she communicates most of her life. I mean, that's just how she is. And it's really, really fascinating, I think. So anyways, I think that Marilyn needs to get an idea of what you can do. Now that I've got my sound figured out. God, I apologize.
It sounds beautiful. Can we just talk about that?
I have to make sure it's taping, even though it looks sounds good. Sometimes it's not taping, and then oh god, I've had so many problems. We've had shows that have gone in the trash because it taped the entire thing taped through the laptop in front of everybody and sound like we were all in a tin can. But I have to say Sideshow did that before for me, so it's okay. But now that we've got this going, I just want to get the ball, you know, get things rolling and let you and Colby get to know each other and then see what you think about it, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear about Marilyn's life.
So is she, apparently.
Or her afterlife.
Or her afterlife.
She's laughing. She's like, no.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's a lot going on overall, I feel like, for you. I mean, I feel like you actually have a few people in spirit, but I also feel like there's a lot going on in your actual living life as well. You know what I mean? So it feels to me that as we go along, I'll ask for validation. So you have to use your voice and pretend I can't see a nod of a head, okay? Okay. Sound fair enough?
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like, I actually feel like It's in our, they keep getting these mothers in spirit. I'm just curious, is your mother also in spirit? Because there's a lady in spirit stepping forward for you.
No.
Okay. So I would almost then say this is, it's interesting because the lady feels like she would have understood a different language also. So would your grandmother, would your mom's mom be in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. And would you know if she had had a different language or understood a different language?
You know what? I don't know. She's Irish. It may be okay. Have been Gaelic.
Okay, because I almost feel like there's a sense where she understood a different language. Okay? Because she's also giving me the feeling of being very... yeah, like she likes things in order. I can tell she lays things down in order. So she's very strict about her ordering of things, you know? And very strict on like... I mean, she's very traditional. She gives me this feeling of being strong in her beliefs, strong in keeping the family like on the narrow,
on the straight,
strict,
narrow.
Yeah, on the mm-hmm. straight and narrow. And it feels like she had like quite a few kids. Like I don't feel like she had one or two. Like I feel like there's like a handful of kids around her. So do you know she had
four.
Like okay, so. See, you know, I will almost say I almost felt like there were five. I kept wanting to get a five, so I'm wondering if one, you know, I don't know, but it was
could be.
Interesting because I kept feeling more of a five than a four. But that's okay. We'll go with four. Are you counting?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Did you forget an uncle?
Yes. I mean, no, I can't remember. It's terrible.
Okay. So she gives me this feeling, though, of stepping forward because I feel like she helps you in trying to keep yourself organized. So I feel like you must have a schedule where you get so busy or crazy with things that things almost slips your mind or you'll forget that you have something in order to do. So you almost keep a list of things. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes.
Okay. So it's almost like you're also very big on being on time. Is that right? Or time is important to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I say that she was due here at 5:15 and she was here at 5?
It's funny because when I was younger, I was not like that at all. And now I actually like to not be on time and I like to space out. So I've gone the opposite to keep a list and make myself on time.
Yeah, that's what it just feels like.
Within the past, you know,
good
5-10 years.
Okay. And it also keeps feeling like it's important for you just for the sense of order. Okay, like literally, it actually makes you more relaxed than,
yes.
you know, that sort of feeling, whereas some people feels like it makes them more stressed out. It actually allows you to relax a little bit in between the spaces.
Very true.
Okay, there's also this feeling, too. I'm just curious, though, because there is there's also... your spirits, I gotta ask them to be a little more organized with me, because there's a man as I'm talking to you, I have a man who's jumping in for you also. Okay. And he feels like he's on the father's side to me, so it's opposite of this mother. So on your father's side, he's giving me this feeling of issues around his heart as well. So would you understand a father figure in spirit for you that would have had a heart condition or trouble with his heart?
Yes, that could be my father's father or my mother's brother.
He's giving me the feeling of, no, I mean, I definitely feel like he's on the father's side, so it doesn't feel like it's connected to your mother's side. It feels like it's your father.
My father's father. I don't know. I have a lot of deceased relatives. That
yeah,
I
don't
really
know a whole
well.
Lot of them. Mm-hmm. But I keep wanting to share with you that they're here, or that they keep kind of showing up to tell you. Okay? So I guess both sides of the family want to show their support. They kind of want to represent.
Competition a little bit.
No,
maybe.
Not really competition. No, but they're just more because the dad's side wanted to make it very clear that this side is also there for you, that it's not just one-sided. So you may have been like more aware of your mother's side than maybe your father's mm-hmm. side growing up, but it's almost like your father's side wants to say, we're here too. It's not just that side of the family. Okay, but it's almost like a lot of them I feel like have passed on, like
yes.
a lot of them are gone.
Yes. My father's father, I was very young when
yeah.
he passed. I have an image of him sitting in a chair and at holidays and
okay.
that's about it.
Yeah. So and I've just and again it just keeps bringing up this heart thing, so I feel like his passing must have been sudden. And there's just this feeling also of taking me back into your life again. So I feel like he wants to kind of step forward to say it's so important for you to release stress in your life. It's really important because it can really, you can get really bogged down by your own stress
constantly.
Okay. And there's this feeling too around you have this tendency to want to make relationships perfect. So if something's not going right in a relationship, it really upsets you. I mean, you may not let people know, but it really will eat away at you until you resolve it. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And there's also been a feeling of almost conflict too, a lot of conflict in relationship. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm really curious, is there a recent separation with you as well?
No.
Not yet?
No. I'm married.
Okay.
A child.
Okay. There's a separate... That's okay. You don't have a sister that you've disconnected... This doesn't have to be romantic, but it's someone that you just stopped... You're not talking as much, or there's a disconnect.
That's been my family lately.
Okay. Thank you. Because I keep feeling like I'm looking at seeing a disconnect.
Yes.
Okay. And it was like a telephone line cut. So there's not as much there or calls. Again, that to me comes from a place of protecting yourself or feeling right. like you need to protect yourself. That right?
Yes.
Okay. There's also this feeling of... and it's weird too, and I don't know if it's from the earlier caller, but there's also this fear. Maybe it's because you have a young child, but is there fear of always worried about your health also? So are you constantly like worried about your own health for the sake of your child, or worrying? There's just a worry around health with me also.
I don't feel worried about my health. I feel like I need to be. Well, that's not true. I'm not worried about dying, but I feel like I need to be strong and present and energetic, and that I need to be always
there. And that's literally what I said. That's actually what I said to the caller. I knew there was a connection between something I said to her and you, because I said to her.
Yeah, we had a caller before you came in, and we're going to play it at the end of this.
Yeah, but show. We were, and it was, you know, and she's ill, but I said to her, it's about you living your life, being very present in it. Like I said to her, literally, like it's about creating these memories and these laugh and these giggles with your children. So it's kind of like that to me was connecting to you as well. Okay. There's also a feeling of like a shift in career as well. So it's kind of like moving more into career or remolding your career as well. So you're kind of getting back into the workforce or redeveloping your work?
Yes.
Okay. Because I keep feeling like they want to tell you to take like a, what does that say, the bull by the horns? Is that a saying? Did I make that up?
Saying. Okay. That's a good one.
So I keep feeling like they want to tell you to be a little more aggressive with this.
Oh, boy.
No, bull.
Oh, bull.
But it's almost like take it more in control, be more in demand, be more demanding around it as well. Okay? And it's almost like pulling it in for you. Like I keep feeling like you have to start pulling this in for you. And it's curious. I mean, you don't have a show, do you? Are you thinking about a show?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Cause I keep.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Because I keep hearing that it's about...
There's always a show. There's a show every night of my life. There's a show.
Well, this is to me feels more career-oriented and pulling in a show.
Yes.
That's what I keep hearing. Yes. Okay.
Look, I've tried, Colby. I've tried.
Okay. You're saying keep trying.
I'm here and telling you not to give up on it because I keep feeling like it's about...
I know.
Yeah. It's not like... I just don't feel like you're supposed to let it go.
Does it feel like she's close to it?
I feel like it needs.
I'm always close to it.
Yeah, but I feel like it's about. But I keep feeling like it's about directing it more.
I know.
You know, and I feel like it's standing straight in what you want, and that's how you get it.
Yes. So what you were saying about what you call yourself.
Oh, Psychic Rebel. Yes. Yeah.
I got to come up with a.
With a title,
yeah.
a cute one, yeah. A controversial yet super cute and distinctive one.
A brand name.
Yeah. But I keep feeling like it's about.
I just can't believe my reading is like, come on, you need to try harder and show up and be more aggressive. I'm like, I know. I don't know how to. I make my lists. I'm trying.
I make my list. I'm on time, for God's sakes. What else do they want from me?
No, but I'm grappling with that because it's almost like I'm a fully grown adult, but I'm waiting for other people to give it to me.
And I feel like that's where this is about you directing it.
But are there specific things she can do? I mean, because it's not something, right?
Feel me, right?
Right?
Because, no, it's just work. It's just work.
But you're
good. You do it.
Yeah, but there's a little sense, too, of maybe start to, like, taking steps back of allowing yourself to relax and detach, like, because it's always like the wheels are always turning. So it's kind of like you're not being able to see the direction you're supposed to go because you're just kind of grinding it out. So rather than grinding it out, it's like taking a step back, allowing yourself some time to completely let go, you know, not all week, like a day or two. And then you get back in. You feel refreshed, and then you can kind of see it from a different perspective. But it's almost like you writing it out also. So I almost feel like, can you tell me what this show idea is?
No, I cannot.
Okay. I cannot. She'll have to kill you if she tells you.
I do stand-up comedy, and there's a bunch of different ideas.
Okay, because
there have been different versions of pitches.
Okay,
I'm totally lying because there's a specific show that I'm avoiding coming to the front of my mind. It's a live show. It's a one-woman show that I'm supposed to do in a few months from now.
Okay.
That I just haven't bothered to write it out yet, but I've been doing versions of it live. I like to procrastinate. And
I want you to listen back because I'm pretty sure I said write it out.
Yeah, you did.
Right before you.
Just now. You said it.
I'm repeating you. I heard you.
Yeah.
So, I heard you.
So I feel like there's
I write a lot of things out and then I throw them right in the trash.
So
what I do.
Look who just showed up. It's Dr. Drew.
Period. Well,
hello, Dr. Drew.
Just watching Colby at work.
We need you.
Well, what's the matter?
Are you watching my eyeballs go?
I'm not close enough to see.
You guys could work together as a team where you tell Marilyn what she needs to do, and Drew tells her how to do it.
Ooh.
What do you think?
What's with this procrastination thing, Marilyn?
Here's the hammer right there. He's being nice about it.
Yeah, I just keep feeling like there's a sense, too, of...
I've been these Netflix and Hulu shows. They're super hot. It's time now. It's time.
I have a pilot that just got picked up by Amazon.
Congratulations.
Ooh, thank awesome. You very much.
No, I have a million things that I do all the time. But
yes.
It's standing in the direction of the thing that I'm supposed to do for myself and directing that.
Yes. It's like this is
that's
like
what I'm hearing you
yeah
say.
This is like, you know, it is take the bull by the horns, stand, like really go for it, because I keep feeling like this is a much more independent thing, so yes. It does feel much more that it's just about you and almost like not needing the men, like I hate, you know, it's almost like
the,
that
the men
well
men.
Like the boys club
show, Marilyn like. Never needed the men
but it's like not about the boys club, like
no,
this
she's
is
hitting on that's my last major job was definitely
okay.
Harry Boys Club.
Okay. So, because I keep feeling like it's like...
And that has to do with a lot of things. The material, the rain that was kept on me.
See?
The pay grade.
Yeah. See?
Of course.
Yeah.
It goes without saying.
We go deep here. We call it all out here.
Yeah, but it's interesting. I almost see... oh my God, wouldn't that be neat if you were on HBO? I would love that. does HBO still do stand-up shows?
You've done a lot of HBO, haven't you?
No, I haven't specifically done my stand-up show. It was pitched last year to Netflix,
so
and they turned it down.
I feel like you're going to have your show, and I feel like it will be on I almost feel like it's HBO, but I definitely feel like it's cable for sure. So even if I'm wrong with HBO, I feel like it's definitely like a cable and it's your show.
Is your representation okay?
I don't know what to say.
Are you seeing something, Drew?
I love that my psychic reading has gone into like the nuts and bolts of my career.
Well, I'm just thinking that have you turned down by a Netflix thing makes no sense to me at all.
I fired a manager last year because she kept... And then I got to the point I was like, should I just do it myself?
No, this is
so
just...
So I at least have it because I'm kind of getting sick of this particular material, so I should just tape it.
She's no, like, I feel like...
I got it teed up and then never
no,
heard
it,
back.
No, something's wrong.
Okay, yeah, but I don't. I feel like the current representation is okay, though. No, I feel like
they don't know me as a comedian.
I feel like your current I feel like the representation actually now is okay.
It's
do.
Me.
I just feel like it's about you getting
showing up with the
yeah,
material.
Like you getting out of the like you're just so, you know, like I said, you're a little tired. I mean, you are a little tired of just dealing with it all. But I feel like just don't quit. Like now's not the time to quit. Like this would really like, you know, now's not the time.
Is the one-woman show what you're seeing as the HBO or cable special?
Well,
I pitched a network last year. I did all these other things. And since I've been doing so much live performing, this is could be considered a lateral move, but for me, it's a way to completely focus on the vision of that and yeah. execute it live, which is something that I can wrap my hands around. I'm not so good, you know, I did the whole thing of, I have showrunners and we're going in and we're meeting. Like, I can't.
Right.
No, meetings, this to me, I don't, I need to like do it and see it and then use that to film it or turn
yeah,
it into.
Yeah, this feels almost
else.
Like a live, I want to say live, but like if I were going to go to the theater and see a live show,
yes,
this is what I'm seeing.
Are you directing it too?
No, I have a director.
I just thought it was interesting she kept saying directing, but like in a different context of like, well, directing.
Well, I'm writing it, performing it, and working with the director. And I have a soft deal in place to, they're gonna, I have some really nice producers that are going to help me go to the Edinburgh Festival this summer.
Oh,
so that means I'll prepare the show and I'll do it every day for 26 days. And then using that piece of work that will... either, you know,
yeah, but
the filmed version of it or the staged version of it, and both that I can have as a piece of work.
I think that will be not the actual, like, because I feel like the stage will be you, literally, they'll see you live, but they may have cutbacks to this Edinburgh or whatever it is. But I feel like it's, I don't know, I just keep feeling like this is like a live recording we're looking at.
That could be stand up. I mean,
it's definitely more stand up. No. I definitely feel like this is kind of like just you. Well, let me just say, I see you standing up. Like, remember that Eddie Murphy Raw?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, he's just standing up and he's getting, or, you know, and it's almost a little old school like that.
Yeah.
Where it's just you standing up and it's you. And there's like no one else around you to, it's like you on the line, but it's great and it's funny. But it's also a little like, raunchy. It's a little like, so your stuff must be a little like not for kids per se. It's like this is a little like, you could be a little raunchy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I tried really hard not to, but
no, you are. It's a gutter. It's just gutter mouth.
Really?
That, huh?
Oh my goodness.
More gutter, yeah. Maybe than you know. Look at me.
You have a new producer now, Psychic Rebel Colby.
Yeah.
Can you believe this reading? No, I was just at the I was just at the Comedy Store last night at 1 a.m. and. I'm very sweet, but I also say, you know, messed up things sometimes.
Yeah.
That's the
Thank
funny
God,
part.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's funny because they don't expect it from
well,
you.
Well, the guy before me was just talking about, you know, anal sex and da da da, da and on and on.
You had to keep up.
Well, the first thing I said was, he stole all my taking it in the ass jokes. That was my act. And that, you know.
And she looks like a librarian, so this is particularly interesting.
You're giving me ideas. I should veer towards the librarian.
Yeah, glasses, and then tear them off and talk about anal sex.
So we've had Robin Williams in here before. Can you conjure him up and he can give some advice?
No.
I'll get a little cocaine.
Yeah.
Go to the Comedy Store. And do it old school. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
They all did drugs.
Do it old school. But no, I do feel like
Mommy
this
can't
is...
even have like a little drink. The other night I drank wine at dinner and I was like, can't focus. I need my list.
You need your list.
I can't have any drinks. I need to be napped. I need to be fed. I need
and
to have
burped.
The right attitude. I need to be burped.
What are you, like the child? You
Otherwise, know, I go up there and I go interior and I get fragmented.
You put on a fresh Depends and go do a show.
I have a question. What about Mary Lynn? What about Mary Lynn acting?
She just told me I was going to wear Depends.
We'll
get you an Apex M.
It's not linear.
Listen,
it's not,
someday we all will.
Yeah.
What about Mary Lynn acting? I'm curious about that.
I feel like if it's acting, it's much more still doing that comedy stuff, though. It's I just saw, oh, shoot. See, I'm bad at names. Who's the lady? And she's got the dark hair. She had a TV show, and she's done a lot of movies. No, not Tina Fey.
Sarah Silverman?
Nope.
A stand-up person?
I don't think she ever did stand-up.
Oh, you saw her on New Year's Eve. Whitney Cummings.
No.
Whitney Cummings.
No, it's not Whitney
what
Cummings.
What movies has she done?
She King of Queens, maybe? No, not King. It's a TV show at night, and she's with a guy, and I think he might be like a police officer. I don't really watch
Chelsea
TV.
Chelsea Peretti.
No, and I do know she lost a lot of weight recently. Melissa
McCarthy. Oh, McCarthy. Oh, wow.
I'm exhausted.
So you see Mary Lynn doing more Melissa McCarthy.
Now I need a nap and a burp and a list. But I feel like it's more of more of that transition. So you may do some TV spots, but you end up doing more film. And even that TV, so sorry, there's another actress that also, see, it's almost all comedic stuff. The lady, and they all did the Bridesmaid movie.
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, that's it. Kristen Wiig. So it's like the little cross between those two humors, where it could be a little raunchy, but it's also like that fun loving side of things. Well, be innocent topics, and then you'll make it a little raunchy.
Right.
That's what it is.
Wow.
Is that right? Like innocent topic, and then you'll
that's
just
exactly right.
Then you'll just screw that all up. You'll just get all nasty with it and put it in a really awkward, uncomfortable place. That's exactly like how you like it.
Yeah, I like it.
I it like is that. Though. That's what I hear, but I keep seeing you're gonna keep writing this material.
Okay, so you were talking about her connecting with her daughter earlier. How do you do that as a stand-up, like when you're traveling all over the country?
My son.
Oh, I'm sorry, your
That's
son.
Okay.
It was a daughter on the other one. How do you stay connected in a family situation when you're, you know, on the road and doing all that? Because
it's not easy. I hate it, but I have learned to love it in the sense that I get alone time. But then, you know, after hour five, it's like, where's my family? But, it's my husband and my kid have man's time at home, which is kind of nice because then I'm not there.
Do you ever take them with you or do you ever travel?
Yeah, it's really nice to have them there, but it's a little bit tough because I'm waking up early and I'm doing family all day and then I'm doing shows at night.
Yeah, that's got to be hard.
So then there's no downtime.
Being
and
a
then
comedian
they can't
just
really go to the shows, and if my husband goes, then it's like we've got a babysitter, and it's not as
it's more work than it's worth.
Yeah,
sometimes.
A little bit,
but gosh, keeping that all together is just something. I mean, being a celebrity stand-up comedian, having a family, it's
my son. When I Skype with him, he'll just sit and play video games. Or I could see he has the pressure of like, well, I don't know what to say, Mom. Like, he wants to hang up, and then we'll end up just sitting there together. Oh. And then he forgets. One time he thought I was in the room with him, but he had me on Skype. And he got up to leave. He's like, where's Mom? And I'm like, I'm on the
I'm here. I'm FaceTime.
Turn around.
Well, at least we have that now. You know, in the old days, you didn't have that. I mean, Robin Williams went on tour. He didn't see his family. And, you know what I mean?
You really want to connect to Robin Williams.
I love Robin Williams. He comes by.
He comes back to him.
He likes the dirty humor, too.
You should listen to the Bobcat.
Oh, yeah. Drew did a podcast with Bobcat Goldthwait. Yeah, and he talked about Robin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he
was his best friend. I didn't know that. And it was the first time he really talked about it publicly. And it was, I mean, moving, what Bobcat had to say. It was intense. And at the end of it, I had to text him like the next day and go, Bob, that was something. Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, me too. We just got into it. And, you know, it was a major. He had Lewy body dementia, and a lot of people still don't know that.
What was it?
Lewy body dementia.
I don't know what that is.
It's a progressive deterioration of the central nervous system with a dementia. It looks like Parkinson's when it starts, but it's a lot of prominent sort of distortions and hallucinations and then dementia. And
I didn't know that.
Bad.
And it onset at an earlier age than dementia. Normally.
Well, there's dementias, dementias can come at earlier age, but this is sort of in the zone where it starts to come on for him, his age group. It's just devastating. I mean, Bob talked about it, and he knew it was happening, you know. And he would he told the whole story about having to reassure him all the time that Bobcat was there for him, but he couldn't keep track of it. So you'd have to call him like every 5 minutes.
Who he was?
No, that his friend was.
He'd
get delusions that his friends were mad at him or leaving him, or he'd just get confused about stuff. He needed a lot of reassurance.
Mm. Yeah.
It's tough. So.
I'm just curious, was John Candy like a big influence on you as a comedian?
No, but I just recently watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Really? With my son over the holidays.
I was just gonna. I literally was seeing Planes, Trains, Automobiles, and I thought, well, who's in that? And then I thought, John Candy. And he kept saying, just tell her. And I'm like, John Candy. So I misinterpreted. I have to really remember they show me so literally. So that is so funny.
I love
that
him
is
so
funny.
Much.
Is John Candy still alive?
No,
he passed away.
Yeah. But was seeing that movie significant for Marilyn? Like, why would it come as something important?
Well, because it doesn't. Okay, let's get one thing straight. Hang on one second. I'm going to make one very, very clear because I said this in a reading earlier. Not everything spirit shows us is the almighty important.
Right.
Sometimes it's the absolute mundane, and that's the beauty of it, to show you how aware and how around spirit is. You know, and I feel like this, because him stepping, like just the fact that he's talking about Robin Williams, but I'm hearing John Candy, and then I'm seeing Planes, Trains, Automobile, and I feel like, because that's connecting comedy with you and your son, and it's building that connection between the two of you. So
yeah, because I didn't think my son's at that great age where he just, you know, when he falls in the snow, he does that, like, out loud laughing at just all, because there's a bunch of silly stuff like that. But there's also really thoughtful stuff in that movie.
Yeah, but this will be more about the connection that you two have, and the connection over laughing, and the connection over comedy.
And over Skype with him playing on his computer.
And forgetting you're not in the room.
It's actually kind of funny, but at least we have that. We have the technology, which, you know, is great. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk to Anna, and then you guys can
go from there. Thank you so much.
Woohoo!
This was really awesome. Thank you.
If you like what you're hearing and want to hear more, go to callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com and click on the Amazon link. Bookmark it and use it to do all your Amazon shopping. It costs you nothing extra and will help Susan keep this podcast going.
All right, we're back, and we're going to have an ad for Depends and Apex M, which is basically a medical device that helps with incontinence.
before we get into peeing my pants, I want to ask one last thing about Marilyn before we get into and it's just curious. Mm-hmm. Put your headphones back on.
Okay. I can hear you.
Well, I know you can't, but you know.
It doesn't work that way. Get into it.
Marilyn was in a very important, popular television program. And does that, is there any kind of Gilligan effect to that for you? I always wondered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean by Gilligan effect? Absolutely. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm guessing just that almost like a Sally Field from The Flying Nun, like it was hard to get work after that.
But she had she certainly did. Yeah.
But I feel like, let me just tell you what I'm feeling. First of all, because I don't know, so sorry, but I don't watch TV, so it's nothing on you, but... So I didn't know who you were or anything, and I keep feeling very strongly that you're going to have a show, like you're going to be your own show. So I don't feel like it's going to, is that what you mean?
I wonder if she felt that way, and I wondered if you saw anything as it pertained to that.
Well, does she feel that? I know, there's two different questions. I know, I can tell you that she feels that she gets her, I know she gets in her own way, just because that was the first thing we opened up with. You got to take control of this and take the bull by the horn with this.
That's the bigger issue for me, you know? Personally. But that is a big factor. But what it's turned out to be is that it's made me work harder. But certainly my ego is like, how did I not just get another show?
But also, you know, like,
how was I not handed another show? I mean, I had a large house for many other reasons, but I was like, oh yeah, like I'm on TV now. You know what I mean? And then no show. And then,
yeah.
I mean, I haven't stopped working, but what ended up happening is I got into comedy. I delved into it in a way that I would have not done.
Yeah, that's what I...
Well, yeah. I think you could make it a net positive, ultimately, because people expect you to be that, and then you switch them with the comedy.
And but that's like what I needed to do, and that's what I wanted to do. But but being in this position, had I been on a show acting, and frankly, if I had a ton of money, I would not be on the road at the Holiday Inn Express digging deep into this material.
Yeah, I almost feel like this is about,
that's what I needed to do, and that's what I still need to do. And
this is about you growing up and getting gritty.
Yeah.
You know, like that's that, and that to me is what came out of it.
The librarian gets gritty. That's your title.
Aww.
Yeah, and it's about like and I just keep feeling like had you gotten a show right away, they would have put you in this stereotype.
Yes.
You would have been just lockboxed into it, and you wouldn't have longevity. You may have had another show, but it would have ended like, it wouldn't have had the longevity. So I feel like taking this space and time to kind of develop,
You have the chance to become a brand now, opposed to just an actress in a series of...
Guys.
Yeah, like a longevity.
Right? Yeah.
It's so funny. I just didn't expect the reading to go in the direction of like
career.
It's awesome though, because it's like
is there anything else you want?
That's what I need. You know, that's what's.
Is there anybody else coming through for her? Any
Well, it's hard. She doesn't know her damn dead people.
I don't know. I don't know my dead people.
So they're not. They don't care.
They show
about
up
her.
Anyway.
They're,
many times
they're here, but it's like it's so hard that. When they can't like, validate.
She doesn't know her grandfather.
But I mean, yeah, I said my only memory of my grandfather is sitting in a chair. Unless you know,
yeah,
I have a little bit more of my grandmother, but.
But I will just say, too, there is just this strong feeling. I mean, this is definitely more psychic than spirit. But there is this feeling of like a second kid, like a second child. So I don't know if you thought about having a second child.
She predicts babies pretty well.
You know, or is there a feeling? You didn't have a child before your son, did you?
I had an abortion when I was like 21, and I had a miscarriage when my son was 2.
Okay, because I felt like there's one before this child. So
no more coming in the future?
Well, this just recognizing that this one we could feel was in spirit. So I do know that there's one around you, definitely in spirit. I didn't pick up on... I really feel like this is... not that... I don't know. Does it really matter if I... I'm not going to say which one it feels like it is of the previous two, but I can tell you it just feels like the spirit of one of them is still with you very much. So, and it's about forgiving yourself, and it's about releasing and letting it go and not serving it as like a punishment. Again, this is just a logical mind thing that kicks in, okay? And, it, you know, there will be a choice. See, I feel like that as a one after your son would be more of a choice. So it's almost like I don't know what's blocking the choice. So is there something? Oh, I thought it was more your husband. That's so interesting.
Oh, yeah, probably. He doesn't.
Okay.
Because
I felt like it was
more, I would probably be more like, woo, yeah, let it ride.
It felt, yeah. and he's saying, sure, sweetie, you can do that. Let's just do it with a condom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't go that far, but
but it just feels like there's something
he's
about.
He's just very careful.
Yeah, there's just a feeling of it being more about him. But you know, you twist his.
Now
arm
we know more about you than yeah, you probably exactly. want to.
Well, you wanted you
there you go. You were saying you didn't think it was going to go in the career direction. Just the other one.
No, I thought like angel.
Now you. Now we're in your bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Now we're in your room. Yeah.
Yeah. Colors.
There ain't no
angels. We know what position you like. Okay, what position do they like, Colby?
I'm leaving. Go ahead. Have at it. I'll be listening later.
there ain't no angels on Colby's watch, right?
But Anna wanted to read too. Anna read.
Oh yeah, let's do Anna. Sorry about that. Okay, so enough about you.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you want to chime in on mine now? The way I got to chime in on yours.
Yeah, I'll host yours.
There we go.
What?
Perfect.
I'll come in like the rapper's side thing.
That's right.
All right. So, hi, Anna.
Hi, Colby.
How are you?
I'm good. How
okay,
are you?
I'm really, really good. All right. One of the things I keep wanting, they keep wanting to share with you is like take a deep breath and start relaxing and really enjoying your love life, like where you are right now. Okay. Because you're so worried about the next step. You're so worried about the bottom falling out that you're not taking a moment to really enjoy and relish where you are with it.
That's definitely
okay.
Got some
make
accuracy
a list.
To
okay.
It.
So,
oh, I'm a list maker too. Make no mistake. But the one area I don't make lists about is this one.
Yeah, it's but it's almost really. Like you're so afraid. I just feel like you're so afraid of it being right, or so afraid of it being there that you're so that you almost don't give it a chance. You know what I mean? So you keep looking for the
other shoe to drop.
Yeah, like the fallout part of it. You keep looking for the reason why it's not going to work out, the reason why it's not supposed to.
Not untrue. I'm not totally confirming, but I'm not denying whatsoever.
It just feels like it's about really letting yourself go with it, enjoy it.
And I do more than I ever have before, but there is definitely fear.
Yeah, there's
there.
Just doubt, and you let it get in your head. And
I
then
do.
You make up these situations that aren't exactly there, and then you got to get talked off the limb. And
Yeah.
So it's like enjoy it.
Okay? Yeah.
And it's about knowing. Also, just. Interesting. Career also wants to step in for you.
I'm so bored by my career, but tell me, I mean, like...
Yeah, it's about, like, I just feel like it's about What is that squeaking?
I think it's my pleather jacket. Oh, okay. I know. Maybe it's my spirits, though. Who knows?
No, it's definitely not. but it feels like it's... I just keep feeling like career-wise, this is more of a time to... again, it's just take chances.
Uh-huh.
You're not really taking chances. You're playing it safe in the career also.
Interesting.
So it's like you're not kind of putting yourself out there to take chances with
Interesting.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's almost like put yourself out there more in a public way.
Yeah. That's kind of what you said to me when we were driving to the improv. I mean, because my career for a long time was like putting myself out there and writing books and like doing like on-air stuff. And now I started a company. I sit behind a desk. I manage a staff. And I love the stability, but it's
boring.
It can be a little creatively mm-hmm. unfulfilling, but I also am so not out there. But it's also because, and I don't, like, no one's that interested in having me out there. It's not like I wouldn't do it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but it's about what energy you're putting out to the universe.
Right.
So, you know, it's not about, listen, I don't care if people want me out there. I don't, like, you know what I mean? I'm going to go out there and I'm going to have a voice and I'm going to say, this is what I'm going to say. Same as you, right? It's like, this is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to put out. So it's looking at it from that angle rather than waiting for the validation of someone inviting you to the party.
Yeah.
But you have to also be in touch with what drives you to put yourself out there, which can be tricky.
Yeah. Well, I think she's just, again, there's just some fear factor of putting it out there.
Yeah, I'm not on a conscious level, and it is kind of having, like, getting this company going took years of, like, now it's sort of self-sustained, and now I can kind of do other stuff and have, like, income coming in. But, yeah, I would love to do more of that. And, like, we've started storytelling shows and these sort of, I do college speaking, but I want to get back into that. I haven't really been doing that.
Yeah, it feels like much more even, like, presentational, much more video, much more... In like your face is being seen, so not as much even live stuff per se, much more over like the internet.
Cool.
So
I'm down.
Yeah, just start putting. It's almost like you know, I can't quite remember what you do, so you'll have to forgive me. But I almost keep feeling like you're an expert, like a doctor in a way. You know what I mean? So it's like putting that expert advice out there.
Not, but I mean, reticent to ever say that. But you know, I feel like when you go on TV, somebody said this to me, Drew, like, you know, once I used to go on as like a quote unquote relationship expert, which was the biggest joke of all time. And we just discussed my relationship, which is the most mature one I've ever had. And back then it was like, I'm like, don't put that. And they said, well, you know, like you go on TV and you put that becomes true.
Yeah, they put whatever.
Mm. The Chiron.
But believe me, you're in a position to give expert knowledgeable opinions about a lot of stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
More so than many people who put themselves on television as experts. Trust me.
Yeah, I just keep feeling like it's you taking your viewpoint and putting it out there. You've taken your viewpoint and your opinion and putting it out there.
Yeah. I mean, I do, but it hasn't been as public. It hasn't been as noticed, I guess, is what I mean. I'm still doing it. It's just,
I think it just has to do a little bit with the energy behind it.
Yeah. That's all. Not writing, like the relationship, not writing a story in my head about what it is.
Yeah. Or just already creating you've already created the out. Your out is already there. Well, no one's really asking for me. Well, I'm not really being noticed. Well, your out is there. Like, that's your out. So stop creating the out and just focus on the in.
I am doing a new book, too, but I'm sort of only mildly enthusiastic about it. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to be passionate about my career again. You know, it's good. It's solid. It's as solid as it's ever been, but I'd love to, like, find that. I miss the sort of doing the books and the TV stuff, and it was always, like, very, like, hand-to-mouth or whatever, you know, sort of unreliable income, but I miss the
Yeah, I just feel like... I just feel like there's a thing about it. I feel like if you start talking about things from the heart again, and literally from the heart, so about the struggle of what it's like being in a relationship or trusting or, you know, I feel like you'll feel rejuvenated. Like I kind of keep feeling like that's the pulse of it.
That's interesting. It's,
your passion is in the insecurity of things.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, and that's the passion.
Yeah.
So make that your thing.
Yeah, that well, one of the books that I'm weighing is a relationship. It's around fears people have in relationships and lies they tell themselves.
Perfect. So. See?
Yeah.
I love that. Don't you love it?
It's great.
It's good, huh? Yeah.
This is good. Is there anything else?
I feel like if you allow yourself vulnerable to kind of go forward and talk about that stuff, it will actually make you feel more secure.
Yes. Yes, and it's probably same with the relationship too.
Yeah. Oh no, it's going to create a whole basis of being more secure and a whole basis of being able to pull more in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't worry about the company will do itself. Like, yeah, it will, you know. So this is a time for you to be free and do your thing and have that creative channel as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Writer rebel. can I take part of your title?
Yeah, exactly, right?
So Anna wrote a great book with Tom Sizemore.
Who, Anna. Susan, he texted me afterwards and said, let's have lunch.
Yes.
And it was supposed to happen today. And
I brought your relationship. Well, it's, you know, first of all, booking addicts is like herding cats, just so you know. Try to get them on your show.
Some personal experience,
I mean, I
yes.
said, I, you know, Tom Sizemore was on This Life, or is going to be on this upcoming week, This Life, with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest. And Anna wrote his book, and they had kind of a love-hate relationship, and now they're friends again.
Yeah, it was news to me that we had a love-hate relationship.
No, I mean, you guys both kind of went, well, you know, you should, you know, you kind of were scared to...
I was definitely scared, but yeah, he sent me the nicest text, and I was really grateful.
But he was all for it, and he's a great guest, and also... what's the name of the book?
By some miracle, I made it out of there,
it's about his life and addiction, and that's got to be a tough subject to write about. I mean, come on, with Tom Sizemore, who was a drug addict and
the highest order.
He even said that he would have been it would have been better book if he had done it now, because he's so much better off now than he was then.
I thought that was interesting, because he sort of had a problem with honesty when we were doing the book, and he's like, I could be more honest. And that was what was great about the episodes. We sort of played 20 questions of like, was this true? Were you really related to this person? Did you really date this actress?
And he said some pretty mean things about you too, when he would call you dumb all the time. And
oh my God.
I won't elaborate.
Yeah, if he didn't like a question I asked him,
oh my God.
I wouldn't get the, it never, you know, it sort of like would roll off of me. And I remember like telling my therapist, like, today when he called me names, I just sort of didn't have a reaction. She's like, I think that's good, but let's work on getting you employment where you're not called names for doing your job, you know?
No, yeah. It's fun. I mean, it's nice to see that he's doing well. And
yeah.
The book is available. And
you can go to Turner, yeah.
You can go to the Amazon banner at drdrew.com and buy it and see what a great writer Anna is. She's an amazing writer.
Thank you.
And I haven't read it, but I'm sure you are.
you by doing the show the other day, you kind of got the sense of you didn't need to read it. And then my first book, which was blurbed by the wonderful Dr. Drew Pinsky, is called Party Girl. That's my baby.
So check out Party Girl. She's an expert.
Yeah, we'll put the link on our Calling Out with Susan Pinsky link.
Oh, do
website
it.
Too.
Do
so
it.
If you want to get the book, if you forget the name of it, but Party Girl is pretty clear.
Easy to remember. Come on, right?
Yeah, Anna is in recovery.
Yes.
A lot of the people that we've had on This Life are in recovery. They're still alive in this life. That's why we call it This Life. But they also talk about a lot of other stuff, you know, outside the body. But it's doing really well and been a really good adventure. And I love Anna. She's just always so fun. And we're good friends with Emily Morrison.
Yeah, yes, we are.
So, all right. So, Mary Lynn, any more questions before we sign off and plug off and do our, you know, drum roll ending?
Now I'm questioning my one project that I said I was doing, and should I? No, I should do that. I'll stay on track. Now I'm like, maybe I should just do stand up and stay in town and not do that and film it.
No,
fine.
I feel
either
like
one
you,
is going to be good.
No, I feel like you should film it. I feel like filming it will be good. Yeah. No, it's good. It's kind of like, look at it as getting on the treadmill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's interesting that you would have that doubt, given that the whole message was about doing that show.
No,
that's a specific live show that I'm doing this summer. Now I'm just quabbling over the details of how and what.
Mm.
or there could be another version of it, because it's, but I think that's whatever.
Go straight ahead. Doing. That's the thing. Just go straight ahead.
Okay.
All right. Just go straight.
We're going to give you an anxiety attack before you leave here today.
Well, no, because now I'm like, she said take control. So should I be directing it? Should I be? But
no,
it's sort of tricky because
like
I want to.
It's okay. It's about okay, you good. just going
taking
for it, though.
Taking action.
Yeah. Going like really, really just saying this is it.
Okay.
And I'm heading towards it. I'm not letting go.
Okay.
It's just, you know, you can't do everything yourself. You know, you have to delegate. And
or can you?
I don't know.
Or will you?
I don't. I try to. But.
Or isn't that really, at the end of the day, what you must do?
Well, I hope this
Thank
has been
you.
Helpful.
You're so wonderful. And, you guys are the best.
Before we're going to take a break, and we're going to take a call from a woman, Facebook caller. And then we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Call out, yeah. Call out. Call out. Call out, yeah. Call out.
Hey, Kate, I'm Colby.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And we're going to do a little session, you and I. Is that correct?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you know, I guess the thing, try not to, you know, a little nervousness is great. It just means your vibration is raising, but also surrender and trust to the information and know that if you're getting the information, it's because you're ready to hear it. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure if you, just a little bit of, just so you know, I mean, the way I work is that I see pictures or I'll get words or phrases or I'll get a feeling and I'll put it together into that message for you. What do you need to know? Okay. So do you want to know everything?
Okay.
Well, that's a yes or no.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. So, you know, as I just know. And I'll ask for validation. I'll say, yeah, you know, does that make sense? And give me your voice. Yes, no, okay?
Okay.
Because the things I'm feeling, like, I just keep feeling like there's a sense of a desperateness or a desperate situation. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I almost feel like there's a sense where almost a feeling of a loss of hope. Are you feeling hopeless at the moment? Like a feeling of a loss of hope?
A bit, yeah.
Okay. I also keep feeling like there's a sense too around the feeling of not sure how you're going to put the pieces together. Okay. Not sure how, almost like how life is going to go on. Do you understand that feeling that I'm getting?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just kind of curious. This is around, I almost feel like this is around you directly, not someone else. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also curious, just to, as I step back just for a second, is your mother in spirit, may I ask?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I only say that because she started talking to me. And, you know, I'm going to ask, gosh, I don't even know how to say this. Did your mom pass away from being sick?
Yes.
And do you have that same sickness, can I ask? Or is there is a connection to you being sick?
I'm sick, but it's not the same sickness.
Okay. Cuz that's okay. She gave me this feeling of it's like her time was limited, but she made me feeling that your time was limited, but also because you were sick. So do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just curious, I'm just going to throw this out there. So, and again, if I'm wrong, you tell me I'm wrong because I'm not a doctor and I'm not a medical intuitive. I'm just giving you what I'm feeling. Okay. Would you have just been diagnosed and do you have like a stage 4cancer?
Yes.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Okay. There's a couple things. If the feeling is that, I know you're feeling really kind of broken down. I mean, I feel like you feel it physically, emotionally, spiritually, but I keep wanting to tell you that, you know, that doesn't mean that you can't have hope and it doesn't mean that you can't still have joy in your life. because each day that you're here, each day that you have, you're spreading joy and love, and you're making a legacy for yourself. And I know there's a lot of fear around the unknowing at the moment. You have so much unknowing and there's so much fear around that. I want to just tell you, it's okay to be afraid, but don't stop living.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And it just comes a time when it's about surrendering. There comes a time where you cannot control this. You cannot control the outcome. You cannot control the path. But what you can control is not allowing it to take away the joy. And I know that it just seems hard, but there is joy. Like, for instance, you have two children. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just curious. Do you happen to have a boy and a girl?
No.
Oh, okay. What are they? Two girls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just feel like there's a sense too, and they don't feel very old to me. They must feel like they're still young. So I keep feeling like there's a sense where, you know, they just want to be around you.
Yeah.
You know, they don't understand everything, but what you can do is give them giggles and light and not really focus on what you won't be there for, but focus on each little moment that you do have with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And have you started to make little videos with them?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to do fun videos, not just diary documentary videos, fun stuff.
Right.
Giggles. Like, one of them really is like a giggler. Like, they're very ticklish. I feel like one of them is so ticklish, and I just keep feeling like, let's tickle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to know, what questions do you have for me?
I don't know. I've never spoken with a psychic before, and I'm kind of telling Susan, it's not even something I'm not sure I believe in. I want so badly to believe there's an afterlife and that my kids, I'll see my kids, you know.
There's a feeling of, I know you don't know, right? And you're a little concerned about not having the guarantees. But here's the thing, is while you're here and while you're breathing and while you're living, right?
Yeah.
Why not just surrender and just go with the benefit of the doubt, right? Because,
right.
Like, here's the deal. If you cross over and there's no afterlife, you can say that damn Colby, she was so wrong. Right?
Yeah.
But each moment that you're here, you get to say, I know my spirit lives on. I have to tell you, you know, today, I had a session today, right? And it was a lady, and it was her grandmother. So the mom, the lady was in spirit. Her daughter and her granddaughter were in the room. And I said to them, the girl said, I wear her watch. And I said, let me just kind of push myself here. I said, they're showing me that it's a gold watch. She said, yes. I said, they're showing me that she's saying it's Roman numbers, not regular numbers. And she said, yes. And I said, they're saying the watch stopped at a 25. Like if you looked at the seconds on the side, 25. And she says, oh my goodness, I'm going to send you a picture of that. That to me is spirit saying I'm here, I'm communicating.
Yeah, I would love to feel some of that from people who have passed on before me.
Yeah, the thing is that I feel like this is about your legacy and you understanding it. You know, if I cannot make you believe, you know?
And I guess not even just from you, just from myself. I feel like I'm searching.
Well, because you're searching for an answer. Definitely. You really want an answer because there's someone put a period at the end of your sentence and you say, I'm not ready for that period.
Right.
I want a dot, dot, dot to be continued.
Right.
And it's knowing that you're going to be around. But it's also the physical impression you leave prior to going. Okay. It's about the state of each memory you can give your kid. Each memory, your soul lives on even through that.
Right.
And there's also a feeling where, you know, even with your mom, it's kind of like, you know, there was a disconnect in the communication with her while she was living, correct? So you can't expect to get these clear signs from her saying, oh, this is her, this is exactly how it works, because she wasn't a communicator when she was alive. So
right.
you're not going to see it the same way.
Sure.
You know?
Sense, yeah.
Yeah, so it's about knowing that side of it. But I do feel like your mom is actually, you know, because I don't quite feel like there was a lot of support while she was alive, but I keep feeling like in the afterlife, there's a lot of support for you. Like she's there trying to give you strength. She'll be there for you much more than you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And there's also, it's interesting. Does your mom, you have an aunt in spirit also?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you closer to your aunt? Can I ask?
Closer than my mom?
Yeah.
No, but our families are very close.
Okay, because she gives me a feeling of being very close to you. So this aunt gives me a feeling of being close to you, okay? And of wanting to pull you in. So just the fact that we know that your mom's, I mean, your mom is talking, your aunt is talking, it's kind of like they're clearly saying, hey, let her know we're here. Let her know we're around her, okay? And there's something that is, it's like, you know, they're just not, you guys are close, but they kind of held their emotions close to their vest kind of women, you know, and you're a little bit of the same way,
but,
and you're a little private in that. They're all a little private, all of you, y'all like a little all the same, put y'all in a little thing. So I guess what I want to say is, you know, allow yourself, since you gave them, you know, you want to be able to change this cycle.
Yeah.
You know, because you can leave a difference.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I just keep feeling like, you know, I don't, there is no magic answer for you. I wish, I don't have a magic cure. I don't have a miracle. I don't have a magic answer. But what I have is the truth.
Yeah.
And I just feel like you knowing that you're good with the truth. I feel like that helps you. Your brain, you like, you know, it's like your brain hears it and you go, okay, I know how to move on from this. This I can accept and I can move past it. Logical, right?
Yes.
And I feel like it's about knowing, I feel like I also want to tell you to write letters to your kids. So have you written them a letter yet?
No, I'm struggling with whether to do that or not.
I feel like you do, but make it a happy, make it something fun. It doesn't have to be, don't look at it, you know, something fun, like a memory, something you guys did and it was really, really fun. And just write about it, how it felt for you that day and what it meant for you and maybe a funny thing that they did, you know?
Yeah.
That I think is the way to do it for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Sense. This way, you know, because this isn't about you. This isn't about you saying goodbye. Like, I don't want you to really, because I think that's what overwhelms you is like this feeling of what's the last thing I say or how do I say goodbye? This is about saying, hey, we lived and we lived together and we were a family and I want to show you how much I love you and what it meant and what this day or what this memory meant for me and how I was so lucky that you chose me as your parent to get to share it with you.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that help a little?
It does. Yeah.
Okay. And I just keep feeling like now I just don't want you to, now is the time to do this stuff.
Okay.
Now is the time and just put the letters away. You could seal them away and, you know, and all the little things you want to do, but I feel like now is the time to do it.
Okay. Do you feel like I don't have much time to do it or?
I feel like you have the most strength you're going to have. That's why. So I'm not sure what your next phase is or if there's a treatment kind of something coming up, but I keep feeling like you have the most strength now. So that's why I want to tell you to do it now. Like while you're physically feeling, you know, because even now you're still tired, right? You're really tired. Yeah. So it's like now do it while you're feeling strong.
Yeah.
And I want to share with you, like, no, you know, again, it's about knowing the amazing parent that you are, not the amazing parent you're not going to get to be. All right?
Yeah.
It's knowing who you are now and the life you have and that you're sharing with each of them.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. And are you able to, because I don't want to, are you able to share what your diagnosis is?
Yes, it's stage 4 lung cancer.
Okay. And did the doctor tell you it was inoperable?
Yes, it spread too much.
Okay. That was the feeling I was getting. But again, I try not to go to that place because I'm not a medical intuitive.
That's okay.
And I just keep feeling like, you know, you're so loved. You really, really are loved.
I feel that.
And I want you to... What?
I said I feel that, definitely.
Yeah. And I want you to just know how special that is.
I do.
Yeah. And I'm just curious, is one of your children around the age of 6?
She is, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so there's a really special connection that she has with you, okay?
Yeah.
And I want you to, like, she reminds me of you. So I know, like, her little personality is just like yours. So, so I want you to, especially with her, really use your words as much as you can with her.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Because remember, she has to logically process things.
She does. She's very much like that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And there's also a feeling of, I'm just curious. I feel like you have something from your mom, like, I don't know. At first, I thought it was a necklace. Do you have the same initial as your mom, or somebody have the same initial, the first letter? Or does your mom have?
No one in my immediate, like, not my children nor me.
Okay, because I keep saying, did your mom have an initial, a neck? I keep feeling like your mom had a necklace, and I felt like you have the necklace, and then I feel like it's giving it to your daughter.
I don't. No.
Okay. You have an. I just keep seeing a necklace with an initial. So nobody has an initial necklace. I don't know. I keep being shown a necklace, and okay. I keep being shown the pass this necklace on to your daughter.
Sunny, so, I'll think. My mom and I both wear very little jewelry. We don't even wear wedding rings or anything. So I don't know what that would be. But
okay, take a look, or maybe it's something you go buy with your daughter. But I keep feeling like it's something. I feel strongly because I keep asking if it's different things and they keep saying,
right,
it's a necklace.
Okay.
So it, and I feel like it has an initial on it. So if you could check through yourself, if you don't have one, then maybe it's about going out with her and getting one for her.
Okay.
Because I keep seeing it. So maybe I'm miscommunicating.
Okay.
But I keep feeling strongly. I keep seeing okay. it. So.
With my mom's initial on it.
Unless your mom had an L, does your mom have an L?
No.
Mm-mm. I just keep seeing a necklace, and I okay. keep seeing that it's given to your daughter.
Okay.
So if you don't have something, your mom is so, I mean, your mom is just adamant about this. So I know I must not be saying it right, but I know it's something that your mom is trying to tell me to tell you.
Okay.
And I keep feeling like it's about passing it down.
Oh, I'm trying to think what that could be.
That's okay. You don't have to, yeah. Okay. I mean, you, after this call, you can kind of go look and then, and it may okay. resonate. And then you can send an email, like, let us know what it was. Like, oh, you know what? I get what it was. It was this. And that would be good. But I okay. don't want you to, don't stress about it. It's just knowing of, sharing that love that you have with your children. And okay. sharing the memories. I keep sharing the memories. I think you have to remember how invaluable this is going to be for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to hold on to every little thing you give them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So don't be afraid to give it.
Okay.
Okay? Uh-huh. Especially like emotionally. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
Or try not to. I mean, it's easier for
yeah.
you know? But it's through the experience that your children are going to always remember how close you were to them.
Yeah. Okay.
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 So I hope that helped.
It did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I just, you know, I can't, I can tell you that there's an afterlife. I just, I know it. I feel it. Spirit communicates with me so often about it. So, you know, it's allowing yourself just to trust in it.
Can I ask you, I have a brother who passed away, and I don't know, there have been times when my pain was so bad that I've used pot for the pain, and I've never really used it before, so I don't know if it's just that I'm so, I don't know, a baby with it or whatever, but I always feel like he's there with me, and like I see him there, and it kind of spooks me, like he's coming for,
Coming for you. Yeah. So I don't really feel like he's coming for you. I feel like it's more of just being there and letting you know you're not alone. It's just that when you're using the pot, your logical mind, it can't hold on to thought as strong, right? It's
right.
It allows you to kind of get into a higher vibration and altered state. So therefore, it's like dreaming in a way. So your defenses are down. So it's like you're just able to see him more, that he's around you.
Okay.
I feel like, I feel like actually when your time is there, I actually feel like your mom will be there really strongly for you, and your aunt and your grandmother. Your brother will be there, but I feel like he's much more just around you to say, I'm here with you. You're not alone.
Okay.
So when you're in that state, it can be a little anxiety anyway. I get a little, listen, if I see dead people, I get a little anxious too. But it's more about that feeling of breathe through it. Like just go, and go, oh, like allow yourself, like a dream.
Yeah.
It's just a way for them to reach you without you having your defenses up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel strongly that he's just trying to say, I'm there with you.
Okay.
I don't think he's trying to snatch you early.
That's looking for.
No. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm really wishing you the best on your journey, and just allow yourself to love the moments that you do have.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I appreciate that so much.
Absolutely.
Okay.
God bless you, and I hope you have beautiful daughters, and I think that maybe they're going to have a necklace with their initial on it in the future.
They would like that, to get a necklace. Oh, you guys froze. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, I appreciate it so much. You know, my husband and I were raised very religious, but neither practices, and we both have I feel very agnostic, and this recent diagnosis, I never smoked, I never did anything, I'm 37, it was just very shocking for me, and I stay home with my kids, I just feel like a little panicked that I'm going to ruin their life. So I appreciate it.
Yeah. Right? And I feel like you won't, it's not, you're not going to ruin their life. You know, they're going to, you're going to give them the most precious time you do have. And with each moment, you're choosing to spend time with them, and they're going to remember that. But I keep feeling very strongly. Mm-hmm. It's, you got to talk about how you feel with them. And let them know, because that's what they're going to remember. They're going to remember spending time with you and the things with you. And I feel like it's surrendering to the process, so that you can be the most joyful you can be in the present moment.
Yeah, that's been hard. So that makes sense.
It's got to be difficult.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Well, we'll stay in touch, and thanks.
Okay. Thanks so much for everything.
Thank you.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
You know, that was really deep, and Colby, what a touching story. I really appreciate you taking the time to do that, because she was really soul searching, and
I don't know how much time she has to live, but I hope she has enough time to live, as you said. And
we're just not guaranteed tomorrow. So she may know that she has a finite time, but what a blessing in some ways that she knows that, hey, I'm going to take each moment I have with my children, and I'm going to laugh with them, and I'm going to share memories with them, and I'm going to create something so special that they're never going to forget who I am. And I also just think she needed a little bit of faith in knowing that there's life beyond the physical.
Right. She'll still be present with them.
Absolutely.
I mean, my mom's here all the time. So, Anna, thanks for coming, and where can we find you?
Thank you, first of all, Colby. Thank you. That was amazing. Susan, thank you as ever. Drew, thank you as ever. Marilyn, such a pleasure.
Oh, my gosh.
So, so After Party Magazine is the site that I edit. After Party Pod is the podcast. Drew has been on it.
And
she plugs and leaves. I'm going to stay here and not plug.
And Marilyn,
talk about your mom being a rice cub. I'm going to plug the proper pronouncement of my last
name.
There you
go. Go ahead.
Rice cub. Marilyn Rice cub.
Yes.
Follow me.
She's a comedian. And okay. She is on tour. We've gathered.
I'm in town for now, but we'll be back on tour. I'm in town in Los Angeles at the Comedy Store a lot and around town.
Oh, cool. We'll have to go by and see her and have some fun with it. And thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. It's so special.
Thanks to Duncan Trussell for recommending you.
Thanks, Duncan.
You guys are buddies, I guess.
We used to date years ago. He's the best.
Psychic Rebel Colby can be found at psychicrebel.com.
Yes.
She's got her brand name, and you can't forget that she's psychic, but
you're
you can
awesome.
See what she can do and check her out. She won the best psychic of the week at
month. I got month. A month. I got a whole month of it.
Oh, a month at Shea Parker's
employee of the month.
What's it called? Shea Parker's
best American psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was a really nice honor. I mean, it was such a surprise. I totally didn't expected. I woke up on January 1st, and there it was. So
and
it was
she does
nice.
A podcast on her own. She doesn't do psychic work on her podcast. She interviews celebrities and people that she knows. Psychic Rebel,
yeah.
And she's great.
Thanks.
She's been a great part of the Calling Out family, and I always love to see her and appreciate the insight that you bring.
Thank you.
And I'm at Calling Out with Susan Pinsky and at First Lady of Love. And you'll find us on Twitter and Instagram. And thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you tuning in and taking the time to understand this experience.